Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel! That's my angel! Yes, Angel. Happy Monday! Yes, happy Monday, guys. Hope you guys had an amazing, wonderful Monday. Yes, today is Monday. Today is Monday. I feel like the weekend went by fast, very fast. But yes, today is Monday. I also want to say, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. Hey, to you. Happy birthday to everybody today. I hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Man, happy birthday to you guys. But today, of course, we're going to talk about the NBA playoff. Also, want to talk about Kenna's partner. And that's actually retirement. Yeah, she retired. Maybe I'll talk about that. But first, let's get into the NBA playoff, the first round. Of course, we had the Bucks versus the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. They won OT. It was a good game. It was back and forth. But the Indiana Pacers, of course, won 121 to 118. Then you had the Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. It was a good game. I feel like Dallas and Clipper game, I feel like they don't go to game seven because these two teams are so good. I feel like you can go to game seven, you can go down to game seven. But of course, Dallas won Friday against the Clipper. 101 to Clipper 90. Then you had the Timberwolves versus the Suns. Of course, this one the Timberwolves was went up 3-0. But Timberwolves, of course, won 29 to Suns 109. This is Friday's games that we talked about, then Saturday games. Then you had Cavs versus Orlando. Tears tied now 2-2 in game four, but Cavs, of course, lost 89 to Orlando 112. Then you got OKC versus the Pel. OKC is up. OKC had one, of course, 106 to Pel's 85. Then you got the Celtics versus the Heat. Saturday game. This game was good. Good game. But the Celtics, you know, was doing their thing. But Celtics, of course, 104 to Heat 84. Then you had this one, the Nuggets 3-0 in game four. But Saturday game, we had the Nuggets versus the Lakers. The Lakers finally beat the Nuggets. The series 3-1 right now. But the Lakers 119, the Nuggets 108. They had the Knicks versus the 76ers. This one, the tie was 3-1. But the Knicks, of course, won 97 to 76 92. It was like a close game. Then yesterday game, Knicks versus the 76ers, yesterday game. But now, yesterday game, we had the Clippers versus Dallas. Good game. It was a good game. Both teams was trading buckets after bucket after bucket. It was a good game. But, of course, the Clippers won 116 to Dallas 111. It was when Kawhi was not playing. Kawhi was injured. So, series tied at 2-2. I feel like it's going to go like 2-7 series, game 7. Because these teams was going at it. Like I said, Bucks versus Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers was on something. Like, they was on something. Like, Indiana Pacers was shooting on three. Like, it was on back to back. Man, Indiana Pacers was on fire. This one, the Bucks and I had Dame or Giannis. But Bucks, you know, hold their own. But the pack, it was too much. The kiss was too hot for the Bucks. But, of course, the Bucks lost 113. Indiana 126. Indiana's up 3-1 right now. Now, yesterday game, we had the Timberwolves versus the Suns. Yes, the Suns swept. Timberwolves the first team to make it to the second round. And they swept the Suns. Timberwolves hit 122 to Suns 116. Now, tonight, game we have first, we got the Suns versus the Heat at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Then you got the OKC versus the Pels at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Then you got the Lakers versus the Nuggets at 9 p.m. tonight. So, these games about to be good. I don't know who's going to win, but these games about to be good. Can the, we're gonna say, can Celtics go 3-1? Can the OKC sweep the Pel tonight with a Nugget go 4-1? Can the Nugget move on? Or would the Lakers go 2-3? Focus game 6 and then focus game 7. But right now, can the Nugget go 4-1? It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be very, very tough. For the Lakers in the Lakers game, no, Lakers are more confident. Also, you know, it's more pressure on both teams. Trying to, you know, now you're trying to close out the series. Lakers trying to, you know, have the season up alive, still keep playing, you know. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be a good game. I know the Celtics versus the Heat is going to be a good game. Because the Celtics can go up 3-1. And the Heat can go 2-2, tie the series up. OKC versus the Pels. Can the OKC sweep the Pels go 4-0, or can the Pels go 3-1 and force a game 5? It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for these teams, but hey, you gotta enjoy it. You gotta enjoy it. But I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for this. Like, this playoff series this year is ridiculous. Because you never know who's gonna win a game. It could be, it go to the other team that you rooting for. It can be the other team you were not rooting for, or the team you, it can go either both ways. It can go up and down, but it's like who have the momentum, the momentum and stuff like that. If you got the momentum, you gotta use it. You gotta keep your foot on the, you know the gas. You gotta keep on until that clock says 0-0-0. And you win the game. But you got to take one game at a time. And just enjoy the moment. You enjoy it so much. Just enjoy it. And don't take your foot off the brake at all. Not the brake, the pad, the gas. Don't take it off. Just keep on fighting. Because, you know, they not going to back down. You're not going to back down. So you guys going to fight. It's going to be a little, you know, tug. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good fight. But you got to enjoy it. But like I said, the Celtics versus the Heat play at 6:30 tonight. Then got the OKC versus the Pels, 7:30 p.m. Then got the Lakers versus the Nuggets at 9 p.m. tonight. So these games will be good. Then I got 3 games tonight. Then the other 2 is tomorrow. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. But hey, it's going to be a good game. Now let's move on to Candace Parker. Candace Parker just announced yesterday that she was retiring from the WNBA. Man. When I found out that she was retired, I was on, you know, scrolled on social media. I was on TikTok, right? I'm on TikTok. So, of course, I follow Candace Parker. A GOAT. She a GOAT. She is a GOAT. A GOAT. A true, true GOAT. I'm like, this guy, you know, TikTok, you know, trying to get research. But TikTok, somebody like put like Candace Parker retired from WNBA. So I went to her Instagram. She posted, I'm like, I was shocked. I was bawling out. I was crying because it's like, this my player. This my favorite player. Her and Mike Moore. Boom. I remember her and Mike Moore went against each other. That's how I found out about the WNBA. When her and Mike Moore was going against each other. Every season, every series in the playoff, they two was going at it. That was a good series. Them two. Like I said, them two was a good series. Of course, I cried when Mike Moore retired a little bit. I cried. Same thing here. Candace Parker retired. Two ghosts retired. But I gotta say, I knew a favorite WNBA player. Good favorite WNBA player. But yeah, I'm like, dang. I thought it was like, you know, after 16 years, I thought she'll do 7 one more. But I also do a Fear Weird tour, but she said she's not doing that. So, she retired yesterday after 16 years of career. She's like, you know what? My body can't take no more. It's time to retire. Because at first, I think they asked her, like, really asked her, like, are you retiring? Like, when she was in Chicago Sky, they asked, like, is you retiring? She said, nah, when my body say, we done. And then she you know, then she went to the Las Vegas Aces, and she played with the Las Vegas Aces. know, they won a championship, but then she got injured. But she was, you know, the glue of that team. I say to me, my opinion, she was a team. And she was giving them, like, hey, you should do this. You should do that. Guard this player like that. And you got an easy basket. They draw you this, such, and such. And then, man, like, she the father, you know, the mother, you know, of the game. You know, 3 times real championship, 2-time MVPs. It's crazy. She won her rookie year MVP. No, like, never did that. Rookie year and MVP? What? That's a goal right there. Nobody do that before. What? When she first came in the league, she won her first MVP. And look at her at the same time. She said, I was mine. Then she won 3 times with 2. No, 1 with the Spark. You know, 1 with the Spark. And then 1 with Chicago Sky. You know, her hometown. But she's from Nashville. But she, you know, Nashville. She's still in, like, far from Chicago. Not that far. She's from the suburbs. And then she won with the Aces last year. 3-time championship. She was the, I think she was the, I'm not sure if she was MVP for the Las Vegas Spark. I'm not sure. But I know damn sure she won 2. What? And she won a championship at home. You know, her brother went to the city of Chicago when she was in the Chicago Sky. That game was amazing. She felt so good giving back. But I hope so. She do it like a farewell tour so I can watch, you know, like a farewell tour, you know. I think she's still signed with the Aces. I'm not sure. No, I think she is. I'm not sure, so I'm quoting that. But, man, you gotta get her a flower. She is a GOAT, a true GOAT. That's how I found out about WNBA. Between her and Maya Moore was going at Las Vegas Sparks and versus the Lynx, Minnesota Lynx. Them two was going at in the final. Them two was a rivalry. That was a rival team. Both of them was giving it all. That's when she beat the Lynx. She first, then Lynx, Stephanie Maya, I think, will have third, fourth. But that was a good competition. How my more one at each other. Like, but I love that. I really enjoyed that. But hey, you know, then you still gotta come to the end. But you know, now she a broadcaster, so, you know, but also she do a farewell tour, but she knows, she said she ain't not doing it, but I also change my, like, you know what my fans do, you know, I should do a farewell tour and stuff like that, but, like, man, I'm gonna miss watching Candace Parker put on the show. Her name, Candace Parker, number 3, Candace Parker, CP3, that's the real CP3. But she did her thing. Congratulations to Candace Parker. Did a hellable, goddamn good job. 16 season in a WNBA. Win rookie of the year. First overall pick from the Las Vegas Spark. Then 1-1 with your hometown. Chicago Sky. Bring Chicago their first championship. Chicago Sky their first championship. Then you went with the Aces, made them repeat 2-time championship. So you gotta respect that. You gotta respect that woman. Respect that woman, and also having older people older than you look at up at you, younger than you, same age as you looking up at you playing ball. You did your big one. You a champ. You a 2-time. Also, don't get me wrong, 2-time gold medal. What? 2-time? 2 times, but I know you happy, you know, very, very happy that you left your mark. You left your mark. You left your god, shoot my name, but you left your goddamn mark. Like, it's a duh. It's a duh. And I see why you the GOAT for a reason. You a GOAT. I wish you could win one belt. No, tell my more. 4-4. Tell you each other, 4-4. But I'm excited. I'm like very, very excited to her. I'm excited for her, you know, retiring. Also, she's a true Hall of Famer. Also, she's going to have Jerry retired from the Las Vegas Spurs. The Aces, Chicago Sky, 3. Rifle, number 3 jersey, retiring. Nobody can touch number 3. So, yeah, but congratulations to you. Enjoy your retirement. I'm sure you change your mind if you want that farewell tour. Like, we want a farewell tour. We want to see you one more time. One more time. Get us party. Listen, we want a farewell tour. Because you shocked the world, like the internet. I thought you was kidding, but you said, dear summertime. And you said, I saw that retirement. I'm like, oh, excuse my background. But I'm like, damn, that's crazy. But clearly, it's well. But let me know how you guys feel about the NBA playoff. How you feel like that? How you feel that song gets swept? The first team gets swept? Also, how you guys feel about Kenneth's party retirement? I know I'm hurt. I'm hurt. But, you know, something got to come to the end. If your body say, we can't go no more. We got to. That's just, you know. You thought you can lace it up one more time. But your body said, nah, we can't do no more. We can't do no more. We can't take no more. It's time for us retirement. But do your big one, you know, in the broadcasting. So do your big one. Enjoy that. I'm still watching broadcasting and stuff like that. But I feel like she just do a farewell tour. Like, the scene will pop out for you. No, Chicago, gonna pop out for you, you know. Not, like, show you the love, but you know, you got a lot of love. You train a lot of people, you know. A lot of people looked up at you, and you help people, you know. You change a lot of people, you touch people, you touch a lot of people's hearts, talk people, you know, little skills and stuff like that as well. But hey, congratulations to you. How you guys feel, like I said, how you guys feel about the NBA playoff? How you guys feel like the Kansas part of retirement? Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. I let out. Take another breath in. I let out. I've got to face yourself first. If you're single, you know. If you're single, no kids, salute to you guys. Know y'all big one. God first, kid first, self first. It's never the next show. Kids, salute to you guys. Know y'all big one. God first, yourself. It's never the next show with. No kids, salute to you guys. Know y'all big one. God for kids, herself first. Shout out to single parents out there. Know y'all big one. Salute to you guys. Going strong around the world. Also, shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. And, you know, make sure y'all follow on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend about Shatter Empire. Also, check out Season 1, Season 2, Season 3, Season 4. We're still in Season 4. Also, make sure y'all tell a friend, tell everybody to know about Shatter Empire. Put on for your dog, cat, snake, squirrel. Put on for them so they can listen. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you. Oh, I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. I know kids already getting out of school. I know people been off work. People probably going to work. People going to school. I think I said that, I'm not sure. Also, people in high school today. Well, people didn't go to work today or off today. But, yeah. I always said this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.